I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Coach Carolyn, Carolyn O'Byrne. She is a life coach and has some great, great information and advice for drivers. Carolyn, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Let's talk about, first of all, your book, Gut Instinct. Tell us about this book.
This book is for drivers. It's for human beings.
There you go, right?
It will help anybody. But
yeah, sure.
I really, really targeted the drivers because they have so many unique situations that people just don't get.
Right.
They don't understand that you just can't zip on in to any old store anytime you want to when
right.
you need something.
Right, right.
And so I have written it with that in mind. Connecting the physical and emotional aspect of being healthy.
Right. So what is, do you think, I guess when you were writing this book, putting it together, what's the first thing that you want drivers to know about their health on the road?
That they have control over it and they don't realize they do. They think, oh, well, I'm a truck driver. I don't have a choice.
Right.
This is what I have.
And actually, you do.
You have a lot of choices. You have a choice.
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't involve going inside. Sometimes you can bring food along with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about the plan.
Exactly. It is. It is about planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drivers should know this. I mean, for them, their livelihood is about planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna set out. You're not going to just all of a sudden turn on Google Maps and hope you get there on time, right? You know where you're going. You've got that plan. You know where your destination is. And so this is the way you've got to approach your health. Because the problem is that, like with anything that is unplanned, it will catch up with you. And sedentary lifestyles, sitting in that truck for, you know, 10, 11 hours a day, and then being in the sleeper for hours at night, and you don't get a chance to exercise the way that other people do. So I think this is a great thing. So where did you get involved with the trucking industry? Where did that start?
It started with an idea many years ago because my husband's a second-generation truck driver.
Right.
And so
right.
I was working with the general public doing kind of what I do now.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, these drivers don't have someone on their side in
right.
this area.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love the trucking industry because I've been in it for so long with my husband. And
yeah.
I said, I'm going to start targeting these drivers. And so I really went into it coaching one-on-one. I really
right.
didn't have an idea about a book or a program or anything.
Right.
And I
yeah.
kept getting approached over and over and over.
Right.
Please, we need more help. Help us, help us.
Right.
So that's when I wrote my book, which is quite a unique book. It's almost a program in itself. It's not just
yeah.
the average, oh, I'm going to go read a good book.
Right.
Of course, it's a good book. But
it doesn't give you general direction. It actually gives you the program.
Yeah,
right?
And it's written for you. And
yeah.
I can say that to every single person because it's got self-examining questions. It's got
right.
self-awareness.
Yeah.
And that's what you've got to be. You've got to be aware because you can't do anything if
right.
you're not aware of it.
Yeah, yeah. You really have to be in tune with your health, with your body and what's going on. And don't be unresponsive. You know, I mean, if you got in and you put that truck in gear and it didn't move, you know, you would know right away something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do the same with your own health. You know, pay attention to what's going on. Don't let those little things, you know, just, you know, be set aside so easily.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really take care of them because a lot of it is really, if you think of it, preventive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're doing the right things, then you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy along the way. When you talk about the trucking industry, one of the organizations I love near and dear to my heart is St. Christopher Fund. I've been on the board for a number of years, and the organization does so many great things for drivers who come off the road as a result of some kind of medical situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we do at St. Christopher is we look to – they will apply for help, and we look to help as many drivers as we can by maybe helping them out with bills while they're off the road. How did you get involved with St. Christopher Fund?
Well, because it's such a wonderful organization for drivers, I found out what they did, and I instantly fell in love.
Right.
So
yeah.
When I first came in with it, they were doing the health incentive.
Hmm.
Now it's the Rigs Without SIGs, of course, which is
right.
very wonderful.
Sure.
And because I'm into the health and wellness of it, we did, it was just like the perfect match. So yeah. I would help and encourage and talk to some of the drivers that were having some issues through their health initiative program. And then now I'm doing the same thing with the Rigs Without SIGs.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. I can't, you know, if you're if I've got the opportunity to be with Coach Carolyn, I've got to get some advice for drivers. So let's walk through it. I mean, give us some basic advice where, you know, a driver's been out there and they haven't been necessarily in tune with their health, and they really haven't, you know, they believe they don't have the choices on the road. So let's go through just a basic plan. Where do we get started here?
Well, scientific evidence gives us what we need to do for our health. So educate yourself. Educate in what will promote health.
Yeah.
Because you hear all these fad diets and and this stuff that comes and goes. But really and truly, there's only one way. This may work, and then you quit, and then it goes back to where you were and whatever. There's a one way, and that is keep it simple, go back to the basics, cut out all the junk.
Right.
And when you know it, then that's what we talked about a minute ago. Make that plan.
Yeah.
Make a plan and do it, because you are worth it.
Right.
You've got the power within you to do it.
Yeah.
Know that you've got that power and know that you're worth this good help.
And you hit on something, because there seems to be a new fad almost every month. Right now, you see the word keto everywhere. And which, look, I know why actually it came about. I mean, the diet actually was created for people who were suffering from seizures.
Yes.
And so there was something real to that. Mm-hmm. And I would wish that anyone that's suffering with seizures is able to benefit, especially with their diet, right? Mm-hmm. If you can get make, you know, that kind of change and have a great benefit and lower the number of seizures, certainly that is beneficial. But it became something different. Mm-hmm. The keto diet became a diet plan mm-hmm. for a lot of people. And for me, I've always seen it. It always goes back to the common sense advice that I would get from my mom, my grandmother, or whoever it might be, and that is everything should be balanced. You know, don't do too much of any one thing, you know. And you know when where the junk is, and you know, what you're supposed to eat and not. Have your cake on your birthday, that's fine. Don't have cake every day. You know, and that was the advice of my grandmother, actually. So for drivers, they get in the habit of going in. They'll grab, a large soda, you know, with tons of sugar in it, and a bag of chips or whatever it might be, because they got to get back on the road. Mm-hmm. It's fast. They get in. If you are talking to that driver and that driver's asking you, Carolyn, what do I get here instead? If I just want something to snack on between meals, what should I do if I'm on the road and I go to a truck stop? What's a good choice here?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of good choices, but number one is water. Every single cell in our body needs water to replenish itself, to hydrate, to wash itself, and to be healthy. And, of course, we are made up of clumps of cells, so we want our cells to be healthy.
Yeah.
So I would say get gallons of water. Don't buy any other drink but water. Our body needs nothing but water.
Right. Yeah.
And so that would be the first step, because even if that is all you did, and please don't let that be all you do.
Right.
But even if that is all you did and you ate the same way, you would see an improvement almost immediately.
Yeah. You know, and that's absolutely true. And you won't know that you're dehydrated until sometimes it's too late. But you might, just be feeling sluggish, and that might go on for a number of days, and you don't know why.
Headaches
and everything else. And it's so amazing that when you're properly hydrated, and really only water can do that. Mm-hmm. I know there's a ton of sports drinks out there, and there might be a calling to get some electrolytes in certain situations. Mm-hmm. But water is the one thing that if you stay on it, you're not going to get it to that situation, most likely, where you're going to need a sports drink or something else.
That's right.
In terms of replacing that big bag of chips, I mean, should we go with nuts? The problem that I have with nuts and things is that I find that often we, and I'm bad at this, don't realize that the servings are pretty small. You're not going to sit and eat the whole bag. You're not supposed to anyway, right?
Right. Nuts are better than other things. Unfortunately, the nuts at the truck stops have ingredients.
Yeah.
And if you can get a hold of big bulk nuts that are raw, like Sam's Club or Costco or something like that, it's not only saving you a boatload of money, but they're raw and they're in the right form.
Yep.
And if you eat a little bit too much, that's not such a bad thing. It's got the good fat.
Right. There you go. So those almonds, and I've seen them in the big bags, and I've done that before. And then you can actually buy the smaller baggies and maybe
portion them. The snack bags.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, or you can get the, make your own snack bags, create them, you know, get the, weigh them out. I mean, if you really want to get, you know, in tune with this and do it the right way, maybe weigh those out and put them in the little baggies so you'll know, okay, that's a serving. I've had one. So you can see, because the thing with me is that if I get bored, if I'm driving, you know, a long period of time, I look down and, oh, the entire bag of almonds is gone. Not the worst thing on the planet, but still, you don't want to get into that habit.
Right.
At the truck stops, in terms of the food that's inside, if we're going into a food court or a restaurant, is it better to plan to have those meals with you in the cab? Is your approach, look, it's, you know, unrealistic to think you're going to have every meal with you on the road. Where's that balance, I guess?
It's not unrealistic, but a lot of people don't do it. Mm. So the truck stops are now carrying those fruit cups.
Right.
The fresh fruit cups.
Yeah.
They've got quote unquote salads.
Mm. Yeah.
Find a good salad dressing at the grocery store that has really good ingredients and don't use those salad dressings because that kind of defeats the purpose because they're not good for you.
Right. High in fat.
I know a lot of people kind of get just stuck on one particular place. Like they get tired of Subway.
Yeah.
But Subway has good salads, and I'm not trying to push any one particular place. But try to get the fresh, whole, and most of these truck stops do have restaurants in them now. So go for the salad, but get the most plain one that you can get that doesn't have all the chips and the croutons and all that stuff on it. Go for the green. Go green.
There you go. Exactly. I've actually used cottage cheese as a dressing.
Okay.
And so I'll mix it up, salt, pepper, and the cottage cheese, and just mix that up into the salad. And to me, it gives me the satisfaction of the, you know, the creaminess of maybe a ranch doesn't have all the fat, and it has the protein along with it. So, you know, there are a few options that you can, you know, choices you can make.
One option for salad dressing that's delicious if you like vinaigrette, and drivers don't have a whole lot of refrigerator space if they even are allowed to have a refrigerator.
Right.
Vinaigrette, homemade vinaigrette, needs no refrigeration. All it is get you some organic apple cider vinegar and a good healthy oil like extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil or walnut oil or whatever and mix them together. Zero refrigeration, lasts forever.
Yeah.
It's okay if it gets a little bit hot.
Yep.
And put some salt and pepper, put you some herbs in it, whatever, and let them infuse. And that's a delicious, easy dressing.
You'll find that after it won't take long. You'll find that the taste is better than the processed stuff.
Oh, absolutely!
Because you're actually tasting the ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, and they're wholesome for you. What about exercise on the road? What's the advice for drivers that are out there? I mean, I would have to say that at the very least, start walking. If you're able to do that physically, get out of the cab and walk as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Is that your advice?
Walk, walk, walk. If nothing else, walk.
Yeah.
But you know what? There are so many drivers out there, and there are Facebook groups that can help you with this, that are actually using their truck as their exercise equipment.
Right.
I see these guys doing these pull-ups on their back of their trailers and all these neat things, or as they're fueling up and they've got their live Facebook going, they're doing is it a burpee or what?
Right, yeah.
They're
right.
doing those right yes. there as the fuel is going in their truck time frame.
I love it.
And they put their mat down, or they don't have a mat, they put on gloves.
Put gloves on.
Because it's kind of gross on the ground.
Right, right.
And they're taking that opportunity. There are opportunities there. Sure, you got to make it happen.
Yes.
But the opportunities are there. If you can do nothing else, please walk. But the opportunities are there for all kinds. You can do squats in your truck. There's enough room, usually, in between your bunk and your two, that you could just do squats. Or you could, if it's raining or freezing or whatever outside, there are good options. You can do sit-ups in your bed.
Right.
You know, there's options. You just have to make it. It needs to be on purpose. Make a plan.
And you know, let that be your own standard. Don't let I always look at it as the world is trying to steal my exercise time or my exercise opportunity, right? Like if I'm on the road, if I'm on vacation or something, and it's like, no, I can walk, I can do this, I can walk to the restaurant instead of, you know, getting a car or something. And for drivers, I know that time is so crucial in the trucking industry. But making time for yourself is the difference. And if you get healthy, you're going to find that not only do you feel better, you're going to live longer, most likely, and you're also going to have more energy when you're home with your loved ones.
That's right.
And instead of wanting to just lay there for a few days, you're going to want to get up and go, you know, to the ball game. You're going to want to go do things.
Quality of life is key. I push that all the time. How can you enjoy the things that you have, or your family and friends and loved ones, if you don't feel good?
Yeah, right. How do we get your book? Where do we get it?
Go to my website, beyourowndriver.net.
Okay.
And
excellent.
My book is there. Is how to get a hold of me. Lots of good free information, free downloads, audio downloads, all kinds of great stuff.
Gut instinct. But, you know, thank you, by the way, Carolyn, for doing this, because I know that it comes from the passion, your passion for the industry and other drivers. Your husband being a second-generation driver is a great motivator here. But also, you know, your relationship with the industry now, and I know there's going to be a greater calling on you in the future. So thank you for that on behalf of the drivers for doing this, because it's always important.
It is.
Yeah. Carolyn, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.